This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry, and trust it'll bless you.
And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month. Now this is he started things with the sacred calendar. This seventh month used to be their first month. It's an amazing thing God did. He made the seventh month the first month, the first month the seventh month. If we had time, we'd talk about the circles of God, but we don't have time. But it's interesting what he did. He made what they had been celebrating as their first month their seventh month. However, they still celebrate that seventh month as a first month, but in a civil year. Confused? If you send a practicing Jew a New Year's card, you're going to send it on Rosh Hashanah, which is their seventh month. But it's the day they count that on this day, God made Adam. Hallelujah. And that's the beginning of their year. Hallelujah. Got your shouting clothes on?
Yeah.
Verse 23. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Shabbat, a memorial of blowing of trumpets. Tell to you all that speaks of. But I want you to know, when Abraham offered up Isaac on that rock, the Lord provided himself a sacrifice. And that ram had a horn, a ram's horn. And that is the ram's horn that became the shofar. And every time the shofar is blown, it's blown to call for the Messiah. And that day begins tomorrow night. The Jews are going to celebrate the creation of the first Adam. We just might celebrate the manifestation of the last Adam. Woo! I wasn't going to start here, and God said, you do it. You tell them. I'm getting braver and braver. Glory. Now the Jews, you see, they had their days like we do. I mean, not like we do, like God did in Genesis 1. The evening and the morning makes the day. So it'll start tomorrow night for us about sundown. And then it's over the next day at sundown. So it'll be Sunday night and Monday. Now in Israel, it'll start, 7 or 8 hours earlier than that. But you celebrate it how it is where you are. Hallelujah. Now, I truly believe, however you mark the years that are coming up, we are in for a great, wondrous period here. Now, So you obey the God. This is his calendar. Now, verse 27. On the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. Well, before we leave this verse 24, you remember how the whole world got so excited about that guy that wrote that book, 88 Reasons Why Jesus Should Come in 1988? You know what? The guy had a lot of good stuff. Might not should have picked a date. He evidently missed it. But the day he picked was the Feast of Trumpets. He could be right. It might be that at that, those shofars, for they blow them much that day, he'll come. I don't know. His appearing. I'm talking about his appearing, not his coming. The Jews know when his coming is, and I pretty well know the time of his coming. But I don't know about the time of his appearing. But I do know it'll be on one of these dates, but I don't know which. Now, hallelujah. The reason why I don't think he'll come tomorrow, if that is the date, which I don't know. Don't go away, say Billy Brim made dates. We don't need to be so... Let's study what God has and consider it and set our hearts on it. Bless the Lord. Now, I don't think that it'll be tomorrow because the church hasn't walked in the fullness of the glory that God showed me in a revelation we will walk in. Now, I don't know how long we'll walk in. It might be 5 minutes. If it's only 5 minutes, we could all be glorified tomorrow and whew, but now, don't go away and say, I said that he's coming tomorrow, or that I said he would come on the Feast of Trumpets. Now, verse 27. On the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. And this is the day they have the scapegoat and they all their sins, and they look up to God, and then he pushes them off for another year. Now, of course, Jesus is hallelujah. He's done that for us. Now, there's another great feast that comes in this month. We're coming into the high holy days. And I want to go to it, and then I'll come back to the 10th day. Verse 34, speaking to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. And this is the feast, in verse 39, that you're bringing in the oil and the wine harvest. And this is the great rejoicing feast. And in this feast, look at the end of verse 40, you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. Now that is the feast Jesus was born on, the first day of that feast. They were rejoicing and rejoicing and rejoicing for years. And then the angel came and said, I come to bring you great joy. Hallelujah. Now, but we're going back to the 10th day. Now the 10th day, verse 27, on the 10th day, there shall be a day of atonement. Now, go over to chapter 25, hallelujah, and verse 9. Well, no, let's start with verse 8. You shall number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto you 49 years. Then shall you cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the day of atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man unto his possession. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, the 10th day of the 7th month this year is September 30th. Is that the last day of this meeting, September 30th? 30 days has September, April, June, and November. So, you're going to be ending this meeting on the Day of Atonement. Now, some people believe, I don't know that the Jews exactly are counting this as a Jubilee year, because this is their year as they number years, and they've only been numbering since about 700, so who knows if their numbers are right. But this is the year coming on called 5759, which is not exactly divisible by 50. But if you count that this is a Jubilee year since Israel was born again in 1948, this would be a Jubilee year. 50 plus 48 is 98. So I don't know if God counts this a jubilee year or not. But if God does count this a jubilee year, you better hang on to your hats. On September 30th. Now, hallelujah. The Lord wanted me to point that out to you. Now here comes the horse. Bless the Lord. I feel in my spirit to call whatever might come forth from me, a message, messages, whatever, called unto glory. The whole Bible and plan of God calls the church unto glory. There are three groups of peoples. 1 Corinthians 10:32, God sees on the earth the Jews, the nations, and the church of the living God, the ecclesia. You know what the word ecclesia means? A gathering. We are a gathering. We're a harvest. We're a body unto Him. Now, this church, this ecclesia, has a place that the others don't have, really. And we won't go into all of it right now, but I simply want to look in the letters, for all the Bible is for you, all the Bible is to you, God can speak to you from any place in the Bible, but the part that's particularly about you is the letters. Tell you who you are in Jesus. Tell you about the rapture. It's so easy to read in Thessalonians about the rapture and not be mixed up. Unless somebody writes you a book and goes over in and gets some of the somebody that believes that the church has replaced Israel, and then they get scriptures from Israel mixed up with the, and then you don't get a rapture. And I heard one person say you could go up 6 inches. But I want to go higher than 6 inches. Bless the Lord. Now, for the church, our call. Woo! Glory to God. I'd like to be able to get this over to you. That book he prophesied to me about, I think we're going to write a book and put all this in it. Bless the Lord. Now, that call to the church is unto glory. Period. And we're just going to look at a few little, we'll call these text scriptures. Now, we'll look at 2 Thessalonians 2:14 first. Say glory every now and then. You get what you say. 2 Thessalonians 2:14. Oh, and it's actually 2:12. That you would walk worthy of God who hath called you unto His kingdom and glory.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.